088 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. X, American State Trials. There was no picture there. He was working his fingers without any apparent object and soon commenced pulling the hair out of his head. His eyes were wandering, and he seemed to me evidently to be out of his right mind. He had only been sick for 2 or 3 days. On the only 2 occasions on which I saw him in this condition, I was a member of the same company. He often showed me his private correspondence, frequently showed me letters from his relatives, and from a young lady, a Miss B. He told me that some young man had forged a letter purporting to be from the young lady's father, saying in the letter that he wished him, Worrell, to have nothing more to do with himself or family, and he said when he received the letter, it excited him so much that it threw him into fits, and he occasionally had fits from that cause. His mind seemed to be absorbed in the subject of his love affair. He often talked about it, and frequently, when talking on that subject, he became unusually excited. My opinion is that his occasional derangement was from the cause of his love affair, and not from sickness. Dr. William H. Curran lives in Kentucky. I became acquainted with Worrell in the spring of 1851. His character for peace and order was very good, so far as I observed myself or heard others speak. I could not undertake to say that he was insane. He was sometimes eccentric in his conduct, and I have heard his eccentricities made the cause of remark. On one occasion I was called to see him professionally, when I found him in a violent epileptic convulsion. I was at that time, and am now, a practicing physician. I can recollect no occasion where such manifestations were made, except the epileptic convulsion before mentioned, when he was, as is generally the case, for the time being affected in mind. The convulsion was a very severe one, and I was then informed by his parents that he had been afflicted in a similar way before, more than once. He was generally polite, kind, and liberal. He was remarkably fond of ladies' society. I am a graduate of the Ohio Medical College at Cincinnati. Robert W. Raisin has known Worrell for 25 or 26 years. His general character was good. He was very fond of the society of ladies and was a general favorite, a remarkably polite man, and very respectful in his deportment, very liberal and kind to his associates, neat in his dress and sometimes over-nice. Having known him since he was a child, I always considered him a wild and eccentric youth up to manhood. At one time, about 10 years ago, I was going over Chestertown Bridge, and he saw me coming in my carriage and drew up the draw, which placed me in great danger, and at the same time I knew that he loved me as the warmest friend, and had not the slightest design to injure me. This is one of his common freaks of mind, most mysterious. He has manifested at times unexpected and uncalled for turbulence and movement. I have seen him on frequent occasions where it has apparently appeared to me there has been unsoundness of mind. I don't know to my knowledge whether he has been afflicted.